Full Works pre-game interview.
Torren Baker, the development coach.
What a difference 2 weeks makes in footy. There must be plenty of confidence in the group. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into the feeling on the training track and within the four walls of the club this week?
Yeah, I think a few people have sort of said about, there must be a lot of change. There actually hasn't been a lot of change. I think the group was probably training in the right way, and then it's just been, whether it's been a pressure release off players or... or just a continuation of what we've been working on. But, Fraser brought a great energy and the players have really adjusted well and we're enjoying the last couple of weeks.
And as head of development, obviously you work with a lot of the younger players. I had a bit of a look at the replay of your game against Port and, gee, there's some excitement amongst the group. One player, Jack Eisen, he was absolutely fantastic last week. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into his development and what's really impressed you in his short time at the club?
Yeah, well, I think to give you an indication of what sort of Jack does, like, he's probably the last player to leave at the club, and so he'd be, some players would be out by 3 o'clock, he'd be still there at 5 o'clock. Actually said to him one day, he just loved watching his vision, and I said, you can get your own computer and get your own sports code license. He just sort of nodded his head, and the next day he bought a computer and the sports code license. So that sort of shows, I suppose, the intent. He's a man in a hurry, and he brings some excitement to the group. He's got a sort of natural energy and confidence about him, and things don't get him down. And so it's not, sort of no surprise to see that he's taken to AFL footy in the first couple of weeks.
Torren, thanks for joining us. Jason Doherty, Ben Casanilia, and Mark Neild in the K-Rock box. It must be great in your role as development coach to be able to see some of these young boys come through. Just give us an idea about the difference or the sameness, I suppose, of Harry Dean coming into the team and being drafted into the club and how that's worked from his perspective, from a development perspective, and also in the team.
Nice to chat to you, Jace, and the boys up there. Look, I think with Harry, obviously you're getting an elite talent that comes in, and we knew what he's made of. He's made of the old school country mentality, and so I think when older players see a first year player come in with that sort of mentality, it gives them great trust. But it just means that he's got instant respect straight away, and so he doesn't shirk any contest, any matchup. We've just encouraged him to keep being brave with the footy, which we saw in his youth. Maybe that didn't happen at early stages, but he's worked on that, and now we've probably seen what he did last week on Mitch Georgiadis, which was he's a real handy player. And for sort of Harry to go up against a player like that in his first year and compete so well, and we were wrapped with that.
He's got a perfect role model as well, standing next to him. He's back in the team, Jacob Wiedering. They must be doing a lot of work together between Monday and Friday.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, Wieders is a... there's not too many more respected players that will come in the game than Wieders. Like, he's held in such high regard at our club, and he invests heavily into those young boys as well, and he takes the key defenders right in under his wing. So we're lucky to have someone like Wieders be able to tutor Harry in his first year and his career going onwards.
Torren, it's Benny Cass. I'm going to take it off track a little bit. Don't worry about the Blues and the Cats.
There you go, Benny. I knew you would do it at some point.
How many of the Carlton players know that your nickname's the package?
Well, I suppose when you bring it up in radio every time and K-Rock's so popular, it just keeps trending and trending.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's where it sort of keeps growing legs, doesn't it, Benny?
And you're obviously giving up your time at Carlton. You're missing a very important reunion tonight. Is it the 96 under-18 premiership?
Yeah, but thanks for giving that a shout out. If the boys are listening,
I think
it's happening right now.
I think they're Greggy Bryant. They're probably halfway through the first quarter at Greggy Bryant's studio there in the movie theatre.
Yeah, Greggy's opened up the house for them, and judging by about 1,000 WhatsApp messages that have gone on through the week, I think the boys are pretty keen. So it should be a big night. But I'd love to be there. But obviously, you've got a job to do, and that's why I'm here.
If you're giving a sort of, it's going to be a best on ground at that reunion night, who'd be your 1, 2, and 3?
Oh, look, I think Nathan Pinozzo would be odds on.
I
don't think there'd be any worries about that. He'll get the three votes for sure.
And, who's the two and the one?
Well, Matty Scullard will be there. I think Scullard goes pretty hard as well. And Andrew Betts is a name that's... it's pretty keen on a beer and he's easily turned anyway.
He's sneaky good, Kegger, isn't he? He can sort of soldier on all night. And are you, Joey's got a big day tomorrow, past Players Day. Are you launching down there for that?
Well, I can't go to that one because I've got the VFL tomorrow.
Oh, so, Jesus, come on, Torrance.
So I know.
Get your priorities right.
I've had a few reunions at a couple of weeks ago. There's a Spotswood one as well, and I couldn't go to that. I'm asking for reunions to be held in the summer, but I'm not getting any luck with that. So, anyway, we just got to worry about today and hopefully get a win.
Just you won't believe this, Todd, just before I throw it to Neilty, but guess who's ringing me right now? Nozza.
Good to hear he's listening. So.
Got a dirty pool of spa called Pool Works Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. Hey, we're talking to Carlton development coach Torren Baker on K-Rock Football. Here is Mark Neild.
G'day, Torren. How are you?
Good, Neildy. How are you, mate?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. I do have to, even though it's not really my thing, I do have to follow up Ben's lead just a little bit before we go with the serious footy question. Right, so I need you to think back all the way to 96 when you were playing. There's one confusing thing. No, we've been texted a few questions to ask you from your ex-teammates, and I'm not going there. But this one's confused the K-Rock box. Nowhere on the stat sheet of that day can we find the name Tom King, but he's managed to weasel his way in to the reunion. Did they leave him off the stat sheet, or can you just give some light on that situation as to how Kingy finds himself at the Bryant celebrating a reunion that we actually believe that he had nothing to do with?
Oh, look, I think once he heard we won, he offered his service to be MC for the night. So, good on Kingy. Anytime he can jump on, you might as well. So, great man, Kingy. And, I'm disappointed he's not here tonight.
Geez, you've changed. You've gone really soft there, because some of the things that we've called him with his freeloading and sort of parasite behaviour to be at a reunion where he doesn't belong, you've gone really soft. You've changed, mate. But, hey, listen, now we'll just go serious. Now, Josh Fraser, you mentioned before that he's been good the last couple of weeks and he's in the hot seat now. And so Josh is renowned for having a laid-back nature, really easy fella to get along with. How's he been for the last 2 weeks? Is he in a different seat now?
Yeah. Oh, look, you know what Josh is. He's exactly like that. I mean, we just come out of the team meeting and he sort of opened up with three off-the-cuff jokes. And that's just the way he operates. He doesn't want to take things too serious or change the way that he goes about, you know, just by being the senior coach now. So, his heart rate operates pretty low, I think, and it's good for this role.
Wait till he loses. Now, the next one, mate, you said that clearly in your role, like the head of development and every single player, regardless of age, and, you know, they'll have their individual development plans. What I thought was really interesting, that you think part of it, and you're 100% accurate, obviously, that the last 2 weeks it's been coming, you're working on similar things. What has been, not from an individual perspective, but from a team perspective, what have been a couple of the things that have really pleased you that you think you've been working on and you're just starting to see them come out game day?
Yeah, I think... one thing is that we've been consistent across the four quarters is certainly around the pressure and what that does to our offense. So that's been one thing. But the other thing that we've probably been working on for a period of time, which, you know, it really cost us early in the season, is just the ability to be able to transition the ball out of our back half, find the uncontested marks, just be able to diffuse the pressure a little bit more and then, you know, see what our offense comes off the back of that. And we've been working on that for a while. I just think back to sort of the game here against Melbourne, where, you know, we got such a good start, and then we just, you know, probably lost it in the game by just kicking long over our back half, and that was there in the Richmond game as well, and we got over the line. So we knew we needed to go to work on it, and it's showing some signs of some strong progress, and to the sort of point we're sort of top three in the league now, from, you know, D50 to forward 50. So. Yeah, when your players see that progress and know that they've been putting in that work, that gives players confidence.
Thanks, mate. Hey, listen, I did promise the person that's texting me from said reunion that I'd ask you a second question before I throw back for further interrogation to Ben. There appears to be some type of book being run there, that, and you appear to be almost odds on, if I ask you on air, to recite your exact statistics from that day. The boys reckon you'd be able to do it. So I promised them I'd
You've
ask you that.
You've got it tattooed on your ass, haven't
you? Oh, Ben!
How many, Toz?
You've got to answer that, Toz. Come on.
I think it was 32-1, wasn't it? No. I don't know.
Boys. No, that's exactly. And they've just. Oh, hang on. Yes, that was correct. The boys are pumped with you. Right, back to bed.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm done, Toz. Well done. Good luck tonight. We hope we say good luck. We don't actually really mean it.
No, we don't.
We're actually biased, but. Be good to see. I stand next to your dad quite a bit up there at Joey's. You get to be Bruce Nankervis. Joey's aren't going so well this year.
Oh. Yeah, no, I think, Russ, he loves Geelong as well, so he'll be back with Geelong. And I actually asked him to go to the reunion for me.
He'll be there.
And but I think he's actually here tonight. So anyway. Right. Yeah,
so. With his cat scarf on, yeah, that's the way.
Yeah. So, all right.
Toz, fantastic. Thanks for joining us, and good-ish luck tonight.
Nah, good call, boys. Nice
good
to chat.
Good work, package.
Torren Baker, the development coach.
Pullworks pre-game interview.